This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Scouting has long been considered a path for young people to learn life skills. But a program along the border with Mexico goes a lot further than some might imagine. It's run under the auspices of the U.S. Border Patrol. And it's not so much camping in the wilderness or anything like that. It's something much more intense, closer to bona fide basic training. Working with a Reveal team from the Center for Investigative Reporting, photojournalist Sarah Blessner shares what she saw along the Texas and Arizona borders in a piece just published by California Sunday Magazine. Sarah, tell us a little bit more about this Border Patrol Explorer program. How'd you come across it?
So the reason I photographed the Border Patrol Youth Program is because I'm doing a larger project here on the United States. I'm working on a program that focuses on patriotic education for young people. So in total, I've been to around 12 different programs. But for part of this project, I went to the program that is sponsored by Border Patrol in partnership with Boy Scouts. And they train young people in the Border Patrol from the age of 14.
So how long have they been doing this program?
It's been around for quite a while. It's nothing new at all. I just had never heard of it prior. I had no idea they were training kids in Border Patrol. So prior to going and visiting and reporting on this subject, I actually wasn't even aware that this program existed.
So when you got there, what did you see that struck your eye?
The whole concept was new to me, so a lot of things surprised me. But the main thing was I was surprised to see how many of the students, the majority, were Mexican-American. Second, you know, the kind of training that they did in the program surprised me, ranging from firearm training to active attacker scenarios, to high technology like virtual reality training for kids who are in Kingsville. The kinds of scenarios they were experiencing were very adult heavy for their age.
Did you encounter anybody who had families who perhaps were came illegally, arrived illegally, or were here illegally?
Yes. A few of the students I met had families themselves who came to this country illegally, and a few of them had immigrated illegally with their families to later gain, you know, citizenship through a proper process once they were here in the U.S. But they had experienced that all firsthand, and I think they're very, very aware of the issues of Border Patrol and everything that's happening around them.
But those who had experienced that, did they express feeling conflicted about what they were doing, or how did they justify their participation?
They justified it because the Border Patrol for young people really simplifies what's happening. While they had experienced the complexities themselves, things had been turned into a bit of a black and white scenario, you know, good and bad. They kind of heroicize the situation. So for them, it's simply, oh, well, we're going to stop the bad ones. And then, you know, law enforcement or legal aid can help the good ones. So things were very simply divided, you know, which is a tactic that works pretty well for young people and adolescents. So for them, while they had experienced, you know, conflict themselves, and I think we're personally conflicted, they had a more simple mindset about it, saying that they're only going to stop the bad people, quote unquote.
You mentioned that you've seen some of these other programs. How do other programs like these compare to the Explorer program that the Border Patrol has?
This one stood out because I think the intensity of what they're dealing with, and I think because it is a direct career path, so a lot of the kids who join other programs in the United States, maybe they do it for extracurricular activity, for a hobby, but in the Border Patrol, it was very particular and intense, and most of the kids who are involved in the program do end up going on to have a career in the Border Patrol, or have some direct connection to it. One of the girls named Victoria, who I met in Nogales, her dad was in Border Patrol, so she grew up experiencing this lifestyle from a young age. And, you know, unlike other students, she didn't necessarily want to join the patrol after she graduated, and her dad kind of pushed her into doing it. So it wasn't really her own volition right away. However, she wanted to be in the Border Patrol to kind of help expand the terrain of what's happening. She's very empathetic. She wanted to help people and not harm them. She had kind of a heroic view of what was happening. And she was one of the oldest in the groups, too. So when I met her, she was just graduating and going on to college to join the patrol, hopefully after she goes through school.
Well, I mean, for a lot of young people who live across along the border, Border Patrol represents a path to a financially stable career, does it not?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and that's what a lot of the kids mentioned. It was a really, really good life choice for them.
Sarah Blessner's images have just been published by California Sunday. They're part of a report for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. We'll have a link at texasstandard.org. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.